Oh, this is exciting, folks.
Very exciting.
Very exciting. A young man from Portlaoise will make history in Australia this weekend when he plays the first ever AFL Grand Final outside of Melbourne. This is possibly the biggest sporting event in the Australian calendar. The 30-year-old is one of Ireland's most successful Aussie rule exports. Tomorrow morning at 9:30 a.m, millions will tune in to see Zach Tui and his Geelong teammates take on Richmond at the Gabba in Brisbane. Brisbane. Now, of course, also watching Brisbane will be his incredibly proud dad and mum, Noel and Marie, who join us on the line now. Good morning.
Hi, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Good.
You must be so proud.
Yeah, and so nervous, to be truthful.
Yeah,
we are proud of Zach.
He's
achieved a lot, you know, for
nerds, I know. You can hear it in your voice. You're sort of a little shaky as well, yeah?
Yeah, I suppose I am a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's amazing. You guys are known all over Australia now. Portlaoise is now famous in Australia. just because I'm saying Portlaoise, because you guys are down in Portlaoise, this is what happened on Australian TV during the week.
Can you tell us what these scenes will be like in Portlaoise in Ireland, your old hometown? Mum and Dad, do they live stream the games? Are they able to get it in real time?
Portlaoise, can they get it in real time? Yeah, they've got internet and stuff like that. Can they get it in real time? It's Portlaoise, just FYI as well, because people back home would give out if I don't correct you. Leash like a dog leash. They're all watching it. All my friends and family, obviously, are watching it. And under normal circumstances, I'd probably have some of my family here. But they're obviously all great support for me.
Oh, okay. Aww. It's amazing to hear that. Is everyone in Portlaoise talking about being in Portlaoise yet? No,
they're not really. But to be fair, I suppose if you look at the spelling of the word of the town, it's hard to pronounce.
Ah, look, defending your son.
we are Portlaoise, and we're very proud of that.
Absolutely.
It's taken over Facebook a little bit around this area, so.
Yeah. So would you guys have, obviously you can't fly over now, but in normal circumstances, would you guys have flown over to watch your son in the game?
We would, because we've been over for his debut and for his 150. We seem to make all the landmarks. But unfortunately, due to problems which every country has, it is just undoable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm afraid.
Oh my God, how disappointing is that, yeah?
Yeah, but we live with it. Invited Geelong come on and win the final. So
yeah, but I suppose he's really, really busy at the moment because the game is going to take place tomorrow. I don't know, if you'll catch up with him. Oh, hang on a second. Sorry. Say hello to your son, Zach Tui. He's on the line.
Hello, parents.
Oh.
It's me, your son.
Hi, Zach. Hi, son.
How's it going? This is our conversations. Our conversations aren't usually mediated by somebody, so this might be slightly more formal than usual.
We're like creepy eavesdroppers. How are you getting on with quarantine or quarantining?
Yeah, look, it's fine. We basically can live our normal lives, just a few extra restrictions. So, truth be known, we've been looked after incredibly well.
Yeah.
And we can't really complain with the year we've had.
Yeah. Now, it's hard for some people over in Ireland to grasp how big this is, right? And how historical it is as well, because it's the first time it's been played outside of Melbourne. It's the biggest game. I mean, how many millions do you know, Zach, will be watching this on TV?
Look, I'm not sure. But it's their All-Ireland final.
Exactly.
Yeah, and depending on where you are, it is just... This sport is a religion in certain areas of Australia.
Yeah.
I've been here 11 years, desperate for a shot at it, so to finally get there is fairly special.
Yeah. This is like me talking to Bernard Brogan before the All-Ireland, like on the Saturday evening. Just bring us back, Zach. What were the clubs you played with in Portlaoise, and if you want to shout out to anybody in Portlaoise at the moment?
Well, I started playing when I was... Mammy and Daddy could probably give you a more accurate time, but I must have been 6 or 7 when I started playing at GA.
Yeah.
And then played a bit of soccer and everything growing up. But, like, basically any sporting success I've had, from, the on-field point of view, is down to the people in Portlaoise. And more specifically Portlaoise GAA. You know, people just cultivated my interest in the sport from a very young age, and then obviously my parents played far more than just a significant role in, in everything else that happened. But look, I'm I heard Daddy talking about Portlaoise and being proud. I couldn't be prouder to be from Portlaoise. And if I never go back, I'll never forget it.
Do you know, it's a big thing, obviously, is it? Yeah, an Irish son and their Irish mammy. Marie, can you be honest now and tell us what Zach was like growing up, and has his head got too big for him?
Well, I'm going to do Zach and correct you on it now. It's the same spelling, but it's Mary.
Oh, sorry. I apologise, Mary.
Sorry, Mary, he's thick.
So, Mary, what was Zach like growing up?
He was full of energy and always interested in a ball. Very outdoor kind of child.
Yeah.
Good fun. He was always good fun and lighthearted and mini version, I'd say, of what he is at the moment.
And again, if Dad is there, Noel, it is Noel, not Noel. I'm getting that right, am I? I know my son, and I was part of Kilmacud Crokes when my son was playing, and he was under sevens, under 11. I would have loved to seen him move on. You know, he didn't, and that's the way it is. But to be a dad, to see your son get that far, Noel, how can you put that in words?
Well, it makes, I suppose, all the work he put in and all his family put in as a young guy, you know. From his head was turned from the moment he heard this was a possibility. And I just knew we had the determination. You know, I'm the one who's claiming, well, I knew this was going to happen. But I knew he was so determined that there was a chance of it happening. And he got the call. And it was tough letting him go, but it was worth it. It was the right decision in the end for him, I think, to take it on, you know.
So just before we let him go, Mari and Noel, individually, do you have a message to Zach, who's there on the phone listening to us?
Oh.
And you.
Oh, best of luck, Zach. Just keep being yourself. I think you can do it.
Oh.
And I have no doubt he can do it. It's going to be tough. I just have a good feel about it. So good luck, son, and every ball is your ball.
Great advice, Zach. A little word to you.
Good luck, Zach. You can do this.
Little word for your mum and dad, Zach, before we let you go.
No, I think they know how much they mean to me, and now more than ever, it would have been nice to have them here, but given everything that's going on in the world, maybe this is just the right time to have this little pick-me-up, so we'll try and get it done.
Zach, I tell you what, you're my new hero as well, and I'm fully behind you guys. And go out there and whoop some ass, boy, okay?
Whoop some ass.
Thanks, talking to you, Zach. Best of luck. And Nola and Mari as well. Thanks for taking the call, guys, okay?
Bye, guys.
Okay, best of luck. Bye-bye.
Bye.
G'day. Thanks, Zach. Take care of yourself, man. All right?
No worries.